Good morning, Frank.
Colette, you must be very appreciative of the emergency services at the moment. I'll just remind people of a news story that we've been running over the course of the morning. A local PSNI officers, the Air Support Unit in Northern Ireland Ambulance Service, have helped save the life of an 11-year-old girl who was seriously injured when she fell off her bicycle in Castlewellan at the weekend. You're that little girl's mum. You must be so thankful.
We just can't thank people enough, Frank. It's amazing, and the amount of offers of help and support that we've received over the past 3 days has been phenomenal. But the police service and the ambulance service and the staff in RVH have just overwhelmed us. They really have. And of course, her friend, who she was with in Castlewellan Forest Park, her dad, who was first at the scene, and we're led to believe really saved her life.
So what exactly happened to Alana?
Alana fell off a bike, and it was on flat ground. She wasn't doing any speed. She just lost control, or we don't actually know what happened completely yet, but fell off her bike, and the full handlebar of the bike penetrated her leg, her left leg, up at the inner thigh, up near her groin, and it took veins and branches of her main artery with it. So she lost a substantial amount of blood at the scene. And we've been told by the PSNI that if she had been any further away than where she was, or if it hadn't had been the help there on the day, that we wouldn't have Alana with us today.
And are you trying to get to the bottom of who exactly was the person or people who would have saved Alana's life?
Well, yes, absolutely. I think there was obviously a number of people involved. Everybody contributed very well, you know, to it. Say her friend Paulette's dad was the first at the scene, and he was able to stem the flow of blood. And the Castlewellan Agricultural Show was on, so there was other people in the park who obviously had medical backgrounds, and they all rushed to her aid. And then there was a paramedic, Brian. A paramedic came, and Brian was just fantastic. Alana, now that she's come round and she's talking a wee bit, Brian was one of the first people she mentioned. She said, she just loves him to bits.
I bet. You know, you can sense that you love him to bits too, and the gentleman who was first on the scene, who was in the park with your daughter. You know, these guys, when faced with a crisis, knew what to do, and they did what you would have wanted to have done yourself had you been with her.
Yes, and you know, the Sergeant McElveen, he had actually said to me yesterday that he's, in hindsight, he's probably glad that we weren't with her, because it was, you know, the people who were with her, or the people who she was staying with, Raymond and Fiona, they're still very traumatised by it all. And, the police had said to us that they didn't actually give us the full extent of her injuries when we arrived at the scene, because they knew we were going to have to make our way to the Royal Hospital, and they didn't want to, you know, scare the life out of us until we got there. So we didn't really know, we didn't comprehend the full extent of our injuries until we arrived at the Children's Royal.
So many pieces fell into the jigsaw for you that were in favour. Had she been on a lonely country road and it had happened, you know, she probably would have died. And, you know, you, thank God she was where she was, and those people were so calm and so capable who intervened. And, you know, the police were close by, that you were lucky
they
on
were.
That score. They were able to bring in a helicopter to get her to the hospital. There was someone looking over her.
There was someone, we firmly have said that over the past few days, there was definitely someone looking over her, because, and all the professionals in the Royal have, every one of them have said to us about how incredibly lucky she was. You know, she lost, they've told us she lost a half plus of her blood supply. You know, so that's a substantial amount of blood loss.
Well, you know, it's just wonderful to think that, number one, the gentleman who was with the young people acted so well at the time. Also, the St John's Ambulance volunteers, the PSNI officers and anyone else who made a contribution in the area around Castle Welland Park at that moment. They should all be very proud of themselves.
They should. They most should. And so, it'll be difficult for us to get around everyone. There'll be people there who we'll never get to know, but if they're listening today... Honestly, myself and Dwayne just are so grateful to you and so thankful to you, and hopefully Alana will bounce back and after some rehabilitation she'll be back on her feet again.
And how is she today?
She was talking to me a little while ago on the phone. She could talk. She's very sleepy and very lethargic, but she could maybe talk to you for 10 or maybe 15 minutes, and then she just would go into a deep sleep again, you know. But she's when she's awake, she's in very good form. She's in good spirits. She's very sore and obviously and very uncomfortable, but when she's awake, she's in good spirits.
It's such a freak accident, isn't it, to lose so much blood through a stabbing from a bicycle when you fall off it. It does happen, but it rarely happens.
It rarely happens. And like, we have three girls and they've all had bicycles, obviously, and we're like a long playing record, you know, send them always make sure you wear your helmet, you know, but this was just one of those things that a helmet wouldn't have prevented, you know. It just goes to show you, you know, you always think of falling off something like that, head injuries, you know, it's an automatic reaction. And initially when I got the first phone call, you know, you just think to yourself, oh, she's fallen off the bike. It's a gash in her leg, a few stitches and she'll be away. You know, that'll be her. But when the police rang me back and said she's been airlifted, we're airlifting her to hospital, at that stage we knew it was a lot more serious and a gash in her leg.
When you lose half of your blood supply, it's a lot more serious than a gash in your leg. Colette, we can certainly hear in your voice how relieved you are, and to anyone involved in the saving of little Alana's life in Castle Welland Forest Park at the weekend. Well done to you. Fair play to you. That's what I'll say as well. And it's a big thank you from you and your husband, Colette. I'm delighted that it's a happy story. And get her back on that bicycle. Get her back in the park between now and the end of the summer. All right.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Lovely stuff, Colette. Thanks for speaking to us.
Okay, thank you.